नमोम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग from the Anuvritti commentary by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the third verse of Nectar of Instruction. Utsahan nischayat dairyat tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritte shadbir bhaktir prasidhyati. So we saw utsaha means to remain indifferent to the cultivation of karma, jnana and yoga and to be enthusiastic to execute the limbs of sadhana bhakti. So, this utsaha is not just being enthusiastic for anything. There are some people who are like enthusiastic for anything. Chalo, karte hain. He is not that kind of enthusiasm. He is talking about indifference towards karma jnana yoga and enthusiasm for bhakti. That is utsaha. Because this is a virtue we are supposed to cultivate. So this is not talking about a particular personality type. Those who are very extroverted and enthusiastic. He is not talking about such people. He is talking about a virtue that needs to be cultivated. And utsaha towards the limbs of bhakti. And combined with indifference towards all the other paths. Then, nischaya means Bhagavad Bhakti alone is the ultimate objective of all living beings. The goal. That is nischaya. And sometimes wandering on the paths of karma, jnana and so forth makes one's mind restless. And following their sadhana will only produce suffering in the end. Therefore, dhairya means fortitude. Which means firm conviction that the path of bhakti is the sole constitutional path for all the jivas. Conviction in the process. Dhairya. Or as we saw before, dhairya means not slackening one's practice of the limbs of devotional service despite the delay in receiving the results of that particular action. Srimad Bhagavatam describes those jnanis who commit offences at Bhagavan's lotus feet by falsely considering themselves liberated. Yenye ravindaksha vimukta dekha na tumne usse vimukta maninas tvayasta bhavat avishuddha buddhayah aruhya krichrena param padam tatah patantyado anadrita yushmadangreh. So such people
discussion
अच्छा इसमें डिस्कशन किया हमने क्या डिस्कशन किया नहीं ये कॉन्टेक्स्ट में नहीं था वो पहले डिस्कस किया हमने
धैर्य के बाद
वो हो गया बट ये हमने पढ़ा उतना तो मुझे याद है देन ही सेस तथा न ते मा दवतावका क्वचित ब्रश्यन्ति मार्गा त्वयिबद्ध सौहृदाः त्वयाभि गुप्ता विचरन्ति निर्भया विनाय Vinayakani Kapamurta Suprabho. He says, but your devotees who are completely in love with you, sometimes they may fall from the path of devotion, but their fall is not like the fall of non-devotees. Agar ek karma yogi, karma ka path se, path se brushed hoke, sinful activities karna shuru kar diya, to wo pakka hell mein chala jayega. But if a devotee due to his past vasanas gets carried away and gives up the path of bhakti, Krishna may put him into suffering, but he will never go to hell. Krishna will pull him back. That suffering is also given so that in such a way so that he gets reminded of his past blissful life in Krishna consciousness. For that purpose, Krishna gives suffering. Concerning the path of bhakti, Haridas Thakur took a steadfast vow to chant in the face of all obstacles. Kanda kanda hai deha jaya, jaya yadi pran, tabu ami vadane na chadi harinam. So he said, such determination to remain upon the path of bhakti is called dhairya, fortitude. So this is an attitude that we need to cultivate. Not that we think that, okay, I am not so qualified that I will depend only on bhakti. Jab os tar pe aane ke baad, main bhakti ka pair mein hi khada rahunga. But tab tak to support chahiye na. So that support is like, seeking such a support is trying to cut the cocoon of a, what do you call it, larva, I guess. Oh, larva, when it tries to tear that cocoon and come away, that's how it develops the muscles and wings. Agar aap kaat denge, to wings usko udne ka, golok tak udne ka jo bhakti ka wings, wo develop hi nahi hoga. So therefore, sometimes we need to, that sometimes Krishna gives us sufferings so that we exercise those wings. But over time pe, if we take the support, then our wings kabhi develop hi nahi hoga. That is actually disappointing Krishna. Mm-hmm. A potential candidate, but you... Yeah. Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev. To execute the limbs of bhakti such as hearing Harikatha, performing Kirtan of Bhagavan Nama and meditating on Bhagavan's forms, names and pastimes with such determination is Tattat Karma Pravartana. So Tattat Karma Pravartana means engaging in the 64 limbs. The association of Bhagavan's devotees is very desirable. One should never associate with karmis, jnanis or those who are filled with extraneous desires, knowing them to be less intelligent and of an enjoying tendency. What to speak of approaching them to fulfill any type of desire for prestige, to maintain any type of relationship with them is not proper. Keeping such bad association at a safe distance, one should adopt the ways of those saintly devotees who are always immersed in chanting Harinam. Karma, jnana, ashtanga yoga and so forth, which are devoid of the desire to please Krishna, are not steps along the path of bhakti. हम सतो वृत्ति भी कल डिस्कस किया ना नहीं बट ये सब हमने किया है आई थिंक वी डिड एक ही स्टेट हाँ पता है इवन इफ वन पोसेसेस ऑल गुड क्वालिटीज हाँ इधर में ये डिस्कशन कल हुआ हमारा Even if one possesses all good qualities, if he is devoid of bhakti, those very qualities merely transform into faults. But all virtuous qualities certainly reside within one who possesses bhakti, at least in a subtle form. It exists. Yeah. Therefore, the path of bhakti is characterized by saintly conduct. Sato vritti. Enthusiasm to serve Shri Krishna. Full faith and steadfastness in that service. Full faith is nischaya. Steadfastness in that service is dhairya. Ensuring that all endeavors are solely for Krishna's service. Tattat karma pravartanat. Renouncing the company of all others except Krishna's devotees. That is sangatyagat. And following in the footsteps of the Krishna's devotees. Sato vritte. These six practices enhance bhakti. So that this brings us to the end of the commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Pass me. Okay. So now we will start discussing translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Of course. Original translation was Prabhupada's translation only. So, purport. So, Prabhupada says, Devotional service is not a matter of sentimental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. Its substance is practical activity. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has defined devotional service as follows. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anakulyena krishnana shilanam bhakti ruttama. Uttama bhakti or unalloyed devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna involves the rendering of devotional service in a way that is favorable to the Lord. Anukulyena. Krishna anushilanam. This devotional service should be freed from any extraneous motive, anyabhilashita shunyam, and devoid of fruitive karma, impersonal jnana, and all other selfish desires. Jnana karma dhyanavritam. Bhakti is a sort of cultivation. As soon as we say cultivation, we must refer to activity. Cultivation of spirituality does not mean sitting down idly for meditation as some pseudo-yogis teach. Such idle meditation may be good for those who have no information of devotional service. And for this reason, it is sometimes recommended as a way to check distracting materialistic activities. To unse distract karne ke liye, you give them some yoga and other such things. Meditation means stopping all nonsensical activities at least for the time being. Devotional service, however, not only puts an end to all nonsensical mundane activities, but also engages one in meaningful devotional activities. Prahlad Maharaj recommends which verse? जो जिसने देखा मत बोलो, जिसने नहीं देखा वो बोल सकते. श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पाद सेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सख्यमात्म निवेदनम. द नाइन प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस आर एज फॉलोस. हियरिंग द नेम एंड ग्लोरीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड इट चैंटिंग हिज ग्लोरीज रिमेंबरिंग द लॉर्ड सर्विंग द लॉर्ड्स फीट वर्शिपिंग द डीटी offering obeisances unto the Lord, acting as the Lord's servant, making friends with the Lord, and surrendering oneself fully to the Lord. Shravanam or hearing is the first step in acquiring transcendental knowledge. So why is Prabhupada writing all these things?
Cultivation.
Because utsaha, nischaya, dhairya, these have to be cultivated. One should not give oral reception to unauthorized persons, but should approach the proper person as recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Upadekshanti means he will bestow. Sevaya means render service. It is further recommended in the Mundaka Upanishad, Tat Vijnanartham Sagurum Sagurum Eva Abhigachet. To understand the transcendental science, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Thus, this method of submissively receiving transcendental confidential knowledge is not merely based on mental speculation. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, if you have not seen, just try to guess, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell to Rupa Goswami? This method of submissively receiving transcendental confidential knowledge is not merely based on mental speculation. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Brahmanda Brahmi Teko Na Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Beach. In the course of traversing the universal creation of Brahma, some fortunate soul may receive the seed of the Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotional service. This is all by the grace of Guru and Krishna. The material world is a place of confinement for the living entities
who are by nature anandamaya, pleasure seeking. They actually want to be free from the confinement of this world of conditional happiness. But not knowing the process of liberation, they are bound to transmigrate from one species of life to another and from one planet to another. In this way, the living entities are wandering throughout the material universe. When by good fortune one comes in contact with a pure devotee and hears from him patiently, one begins to follow the path of devotional service. Such an opportunity is offered to a person who is sincere. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is giving such a chance to humanity at large. If by fortune one takes advantage of this opportunity to engage in devotional service, the path of liberation immediately opens. Sayeva sadhushukrato mokshadvaram apavratam. One should accept this opportunity to return home back to Godhead very enthusiastically. So enthusiasm to accept the path, and the path is of cultivation. So therefore there should be enthusiasm to cultivate the limbs of devotional service. Without enthusiasm, one cannot be successful. And enthusiasm is a very important aspect of one of the five factors of success. What is it? Karta bhav. So when you think you are, when your upadhi is of that particular performer of that particular activity, then you perform it with enthusiasm. Abhi sabko SMS bheja, Uddhav Gita is starting tomorrow. So if someone has the upadhi that are humko ye philosophy jamta nahi, I am a rasa man, I am a pastime man. If someone has that upadhi and he strongly holds on to that upadhi, then this is an inconsequential SMS to such a person. Because that I am a pastime man or I am an action man. So if that upadhi is there, then there will not be enthusiasm. So enthusiasm is a very important the upadhi is what pushes, creates enthusiasm. Or when the upadhi is, I need to properly understand our Siddhanta. This is a good opportunity. That upadhi, as a seeker, seeker of the truth, if that is the upadhi, then it generates enthusiasm. So that is adhishtanam tata karta. So but that enthusiasm, when it transforms into cheshta, it has to transform into cheshta. So we must endeavor. So then it becomes, so that also becomes an important aspect of utsaha. So upadhi, your identification may be there, but that has to transform into practical cheshta also. That's how two of these are, cheshta and karta are connected. Adhishtanam and karanam are connected, gross and subtle body. Karta and cheshta are connected. And daiva is independent. Daiva is independent. Like that. Without enthusiasm, one cannot be successful. Even in the material world, one has to be very enthusiastic in his particular field of activity in order to become successful. A student, businessman, artist, or anyone else who wants success in his line must be enthusiastic. Similarly, one has to be very enthusiastic in devotional service. Enthusiasm means action.
But action for whom?
The answer is that one should always act for Krishna. Krishnarte akila cheshta. He quotes from C.C. Madhya Lila. But this is there in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also. 64 items.
In
order to attain perfection in Bhakti Yoga, one has to perform devotional service under the direction of the spiritual master in all phases of life. It is not that one has to confine or narrow one's activities. Krishna is all pervading. Therefore nothing is independent of Krishna, as Krishna himself states in Bhagavad Gita. Where? Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nataham keshavastitah. By me in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them, says Krishna. Under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, one has to make everything favorable for Krishna's service. So this is enthusiasm. Enthusiastic to utilize everything in Krishna's service. For example, at present we are using a dictaphone. The materialist who invented this machine intended it for businessmen or writers of mundane subject matters. He certainly never thought of using the dictaphone in God's service. But we are using this dictaphone to write Krishna conscious literature. Of course, the manufacture of the dictaphone is wholly within the energy of Krishna. All the parts of the instrument, including the electronic functions, are made from different combinations and interactions of the five basic types of material energy. Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayu Kham. The inventor used his brain to make this complicated machine, and his brain as well as the ingredients was supplied by Krishna. According to the statement of Krishna, Matsdani Sarva Bhutani, everything is dependent on my energy. Thus, the devotee can understand that since nothing is independent of Krishna's energy, everything should be dovetailed in Krishna's service. So basically, Prabhupada is explaining enthusiasm as enthusiasm for Yukta Vairagya. Enthusiasm for engaging everything in Krishna's service. Of course, according to one's capacity. Prabhupada gives a very beautiful definition of enthusiasm, utsaha. Endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is utsaha or enthusiasm. So, there are three aspects to utsaha. Endeavor, but it should be intelligent endeavor, and that intelligence should be in Krishna consciousness. Intelligence generally means faith. Okay, so he says endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is called utsaha or enthusiasm. So three aspects. Endeavor has to be there. That endeavor should be intelligent endeavor, and that intelligence should be directed towards Krishna consciousness. So that is enthusiasm. So basically the faith should be in Krishna consciousness. In other words, endeavor executed with pure devotional faith is utsaha. Or endeavor driven by pure devotional faith is utsaha. So intelligence in Krishna consciousness is pure devotional faith. So endeavor driven by pure devotional faith is called as utsaha. The devotees find the correct means by which everything can be utilized in the service of the Lord. Nirbandha Krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchyate. The execution of devotional service is not a matter of idle meditation, but is practical action in the foreground of spiritual life. So this is about utsaha.
So if a person has pure faith, is it automatically he will be enthusiastic? Or because he's saying be enthusiastic with faith.
So that's why he says endeavor. So he's, that's why he's emphasizing on two things: endeavor and pure devotional faith. Pure devotional faith, if it is there, it is there. But endeavor is in our hands. Endeavor is in our hands. So it is not necessary.
Pure faith rega, but if it is komal shraddha, then you may not be so enthusiastic also. Huh?
Yeah. The pure faith can be weak. Then it will not be enthusiastic.
Again stronger. Enthusiastic rega.
Yeah. There's an odomos.
Beauty of faith and strength of faith is also important.
You know, mosquitoes.
Is it okay to kill mosquitoes while biting? Prabhupada has said okay. If it is biting you, you can.
Then we can chant Hare Krishna while dying. Having faith, but my nature is very lazy.
Ah, correct. That is why it is mentioned here that this is one of the qualities to be cultivated.
Reactive, action.
Correct. That is why, see, everyone has our own conditioning. So we have to identify if this particular conditioning is favorable to Krishna consciousness or not and give it up. Someone may be very active. It is a doubtable conditioning. He has to just, someone may be very active, so he has to use that active endeavor with intelligence in Krishna consciousness.
Spiritual
intelligence.
Someone has faith, but then his nature of activity is so busy that directly can't do time to Krishna consciousness. Like his job. Morning 7 o'clock he goes, 11 o'clock he goes home. So he has faith. And I should serve Krishna.
So he's
very enthusiastic, very active. He's not lazy, obviously. 7 to 11, yani. Example, there are actual IT ka to. Oh, traveling 2 ghanta pakdo. So 4 hours traveling ho gaya.
Nahin. Then in that case, he might even. At least while traveling, he may at least complete his rounds and during the weekends, he will take the association of devotees very seriously. And eventually, he may be constantly planning that office ke paas shift ho jaun kya ya kuch aas paas mein kuch job milta hai kya. If he is sincerely finding, that is also endeavor. That is endeavor.
अंदर लगता रहेगा रे दैट यर्निंग
या
सम पीपल वर्क फॉर 15 इयर्स देन दे ट्राई टू बिकम फाइनेंशियली इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ
मींस
ही ऑलरेडी हैज द प्लान
या
प्लान इन दी
पीपल वर्क
सम पीपल
या सो दे आर
50 रिटायर
एंड लाइक प्रभुपाद
30 टू 50 काम करो प्लान ऑलवेज देयर
प्लान वाज ऑलवेज देयर बिहाइंड दिस माइंड एंड देन ही प्लानड एवरीथिंग. And at the age of 70, he went. Like that. that is about utsaha, endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is called as utsaha or enthusiasm. Then Prabhupada comes to nischaya. Not nischaya, actually Prabhupada is talking about patience.
Dhairya.
These activities must be executed with patience. One should not be impatient in Krishna consciousness. Indeed, this Krishna consciousness movement was started single-handedly, and in the beginning there was no response. But because we continued to execute our devotional activities with patience, people gradually began to understand the importance of this movement, and now they are eagerly participating. One should not be impatient in discharging devotional service, but should take instructions from the spiritual master and execute them with patience, depending on the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So patience, that is dhairya.
Faith in the process.
With faith in the process. The successful execution of Krishna conscious activities requires both patience and confidence. Confidence is nischaya. A newly married girl naturally expects offspring from her husband, but she cannot expect to have them immediately after marriage. Okay? So basically, Prabhupada is explaining two, through this one example, Prabhupada is explaining two things. Nischaya and Dhairya. Nischaya that eventually I will get a child through my husband, and patiently waiting for the child, and also therefore being enthusiastic to serve the husband also. All three qualities are there. Of course, as soon as she is married, she can attempt to get a child, but she must surrender to her husband. That is utsaha. Confident that her child will develop and be born in due course of time. This is nischaya. And waiting for that day. That is dhairya. Similarly, in devotional service, surrender means that one has to become confident. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasa Palana. So, this confidence that Krishna will protect me. So that is confidence, nischaya, no doubt. The devotee thinks, oh, Prabhupada is saying the same thing. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna. Krishna will surely protect me and give me help for the successful execution of devotional service. This is called confidence. And confidence comes from
knowledge, no doubt.
Connection with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And dhairya comes from
Varangu also said, reading Shastra gives conviction. Sadhana gives purification. Seva gives reciprocation. And good relationships give satisfaction. Sunday morning. What
are you? Association gives reciprocation.
Seva. Seva gives reciprocation. One more thing.
Seva gives realization. Seva gives realization. Commonly, good karma. Seva gives realization. Reciprocation is
something. Association gives purification.
Because confidence, how will you get confidence? See, so confidence comes from application also.
Seva gives reciprocation, and reciprocation gives realization. Sadachar, satisfaction, Shastra's conviction, sadhana, purification.
Yeah.
So that's satisfaction. satisfaction. Sudama covers quote kiya. Sudama got good hospitality.
So this is called as confidence. So confidence comes from application of the principles. That is why they say when anukulyasa sankalpo and pratikulyasa varjanam are practiced, then automatically rakshishyati iti vishwaso goptrutve varanam, they manifest. I've heard it somewhere. So, but this is very reasonable, because ohi amara hatme hai. First two things are in our hands. So when you perfectly follow the do's and avoid the don'ts, then you will see actually the principles of bhakti working. You know, if we are doing the do's, aadha kar rahe hain, aadha nahi kar rahe hain, don'ts ko to avoid hi nahi kar rahe hain, but still we are expecting reciprocation, how will we get confidence in the process? We will lose confidence in the process. We will lose faith. We will start doubting the process. We will lose faith in the protection of Krishna also. Rakshishyati iti vishwaso, how we will get? So, but when we follow the do's and don'ts, then we get confidence. And dhairya comes through scriptures actually. By knowing at what stage what can be expected. How to see this reversal, as how to see the hands of Krishna in this reversal. That is what gives patience. Are mera reversal after reversal aa raha hai. But if you cannot see your progress in Krishna consciousness through reversals, if you see the reversal itself as failure because of not connected with the teachings of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, then we will become impatient and it will lead to lack of trust in the process also. So therefore, impatience, the lack of dhairya, is it comes because we are not connected to the, we are not grounded in Shastra. We have unrealistic expectations from the process.
Yesterday when we were discussing about how great devotees go through difficulties, how devotees themselves go through difficulties, I wanted to share one thing. Getting late for another class, I went in 2013, we came in 2012, 2013 Maharaj Yatra. So we were serving, so suddenly I saw one devotee, I think so, Malaysian devotee for my temple. I saw him, I was in management at that time, he was one of the people we used to. So I was like, okay, this guy, asking how he came here. Then he saw me, he didn't want to talk so much. Finally we talked. Then he was initiated and then Jayavardhana was there. So I saw him, talked to him. When I was there, he wasn't initiated. When I left, he was initiated. Then I talked to him, how he said, no. Very frustrated at this then. So what happened? So then in fact, he became actually very critical. He was saying that after seeing Maharaj's condition, he said, I lost my faith entirely. In Maharaj. He told me, he can't even help himself. How I expect he is going to deliver me?
But taking prasad now, so I just thought,
okay. So maybe a lot of hurt and all, he's speaking like this. So he said, then, oh, I came here. But the next year gone.
Huh?
Next year I don't never see him again. No contact, nothing, or neither Malaysia, nothing. Never came back for Yatra.
But you should have given him the lectures in which Radhanath Maharaj speaks about Jayapataksha.
No, but he was having so much of anger and speaking with so much of.
Hey, it must pain. Not have been just nah, seeing there.
Some other
he must have connected himself with.
He asked him what about the temple. No, I moved up. So I think it was a
lecture. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I didn't speak so much. I just sat on top of him, but so much of, going on. No? It was sad, you know, the person, like yesterday what we discussed, this understanding of someone didn't have, they could fall like this, thinking, hey, this Krishna kisi ho gaya.
See, lack of education can actually become make a person drift. Proper education can
unrealistic expectations of bhakti. Bhakti means everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then be like Prahlad. Everything will come.
What Prahlad had to go
through. I'm also telling one day after Bhagavatam class. Probably we never had, we underestimated. It will take so long, karke aisa, we never thought that the journey will be so long. All of us will
some people, even when they see some seniors leaving, when they see some spiritual masters, some difficulty over, they say, lock up their mala, lock up everything. Many people give up 80s. One person who is the head of Ritwik in Singapore, his parents are initial devotees of Gopal Krishna Maharaj, his mom is Ketan Maharaj. Ketan Maharaj had difficulties, and then his mother wind up all the house, whole, they were in Canada, then, Canadians. They wind up the whole thing. Then this boy grew up in his coin, he was born devotee. He grew up, and then he grew up with all after they stopped, now, so he also stopped everything. Then later he came back, but still he had a resentment for his coin. He joined Ritwik. Now he's a big preacher in Singapore and China. In Ritwik was a group. And Ritwik temples here. He has opened 12 Ritwik temples in October. Well, American guy. He married Chinese lady. He's preaching in China now, very big. There are like 300 people in China congregation. But he has strong resentment for his home.
Are all Ritwik people connected to Madhupandi?
No. This is different.
So we are
this is branch. This International Society of Krishna Mandir, ISKM. Madhupandi is different, Bangalore.
Yes, sir.
This is different. Then you have Mukhi Mamsalika Maharaj, which is still in Asia. Then you have Ketan Maharaj, who has his center also in Asia.
Yeah, Hamsadutta Maharaj started a different thing.
He didn't want JBC. So then he also separate. So they have Hare Krishna Ashram.
Uh-huh.
Then there's IRM, it's called Revival Movement.
Oh, alag hai kya?
That's Bara.
Then there's the US born some ex proper disciple. He started that. IRM is the most famous. But all like that only. But they don't meet with each other, they all their own. This was started one proper disciple also. And this Canadian boy came and joined him in the
See, actually, in the coming years, we will have more such offshoots.
Yeah. And the main point is that, look, these people are falling down. Look, these people are having difficulty. Look, that's why Prabhupada said, Prabhupada is only Acharya. And how can you have difficulties? How can you be an Acharya if you have difficulties? How can you? That's the whole point.
I mean, that's a valid point in one sense.
Yeah, it's not simple.
But that does not mean that
the
whole system is flawed. I mean, the need for a personal guru is undeniably emphasized in the scriptures. So,
there is an element of truth to what they say at the same time.
Took sannyas, three gurus. First initiation different guru, second initiation different guru, sannyas different guru. Third of was telling for the name. So, in South America, so.
So some
in South America, so many gurus fall down. They change ashrams. Still they continue taking initiation, taking the happiness and yes. Some yogis are also appreciated.
Some still want to take initiation from
whom? No, some who spiritual masters who left the movement, then they take reinitiation. When that person also left, then they take reinitiation. So in South America is very famous.
See, actually, na.
Bhagavat Maharaj ka bhi aise hi na. Three gurus. All three left. He had come to your class. Then he said, I have enough is enough. I'll read Prabhupada books now. I just want to read for 3-4 years. He just shut himself and went through the whole books and everything. Got little stable.
See, actually, it is not, I could not have been just seeing Maharaj what he was going through. That was just an external reason. Internally, he must have had some issues. See, actually, even though the institution is really vital for our progress, so while the institution has the capacity to sustain the spiritual lives of many people, but it also has a tremendous potency to choke people and discourage people,
drive away.
Therefore, it is the it's a double-edged sword. Therefore, those who are on the role of management has to be very clear that we can potentially, we are here to assist in the mission's progress by encouraging people. The ultimate purpose of management is to, as Prabhupada said, to fan the spark of enthusiasm that is there in devotees. So, but many times we get caught up in the secondary aspects of management that eventually we may start pouring cold water on the fire of enthusiasm. So, management is very much needed for, astute management is very much needed for the progress of the movement, but we should understand that, as Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, institutionalized religion is a necessary evil. It has its evil side also, and we can very much sort of get carried away and maybe become a part of that evil side of the institution also. We have to be careful, and the overall mood of management, we should understand, I am here to fire the spark of enthusiasm in devotees. If that is lost, and if we are just caught up in the management hierarchy and bureaucracy, then the whole thing, the purpose of the management is lost actually. We are managing what? Bricks and walls? Or are we trying to facilitate devotees' practice of Krishna consciousness? So that we have to be very clear. So ultimately the purpose of management in ISKCON is to fan that spark. So therefore management actually has a tremendous potential to inspire
or expire. Perspire and then expire. But I feel like at least to avoid expiry, these discussions and knowledge is...
And personal relationships. So actually they should not see, we all may be there in different capacities in management, but that need not be the only role that we play. We can play the role of, we can have a relationship irrespective of the management roles that we are playing. So we don't have to necessarily play only that role. When we start taking that role too seriously and the role of personal relationship less, then it creates issues. It is very difficult. Because the intoxication of power is very
high.
Very high. Especially when it comes to controlling people and resources. To give up that nasha is very, very difficult. But very quickly you are losing friends. It takes a very long time to actually realize. And your capacity to inspire is lost. You are managing, but you are not able to inspire. Out of fear, people may follow.
But that fear will become into hate only later on. Anyone who does something.
So, therefore, we have to be careful, because in the years to come, in the days to come, this will always be, we may get into management roles, but we have to play it in such a way that ultimately the purpose of management is to fan the spark of enthusiasm. If that purpose is lost and we get completely caught up in the hierarchy and bureaucracy and secondary things, and if we lose sight of the primary thing, then the purpose of management is lost.
Sometimes they see that the spark or the devotee is the talent match with the need of the institution.
The primary need of the institution is devotees. That is okay. That is secondary. The institution needs, but if you inspire that person, maybe he will eventually okay. If you say that his desire is not matching with the institution's desire, so he is dealt with in such a way that he leaves the institution, what have you gained? Still your work is not done by that person. What have you gained? Surrender is a symptom. It is a symptom of love. If someone is not surrendering, it means probably you have not commanded that love. Probably you are not commanding that love from that person. Banduk rakke kisi ko, you cannot. It is true that the institution needs a particular service, but if he is not inclined to do, then you inspire him to do.
Some people say that spark that they have is manoranjan, on your own swabhav, it's not this thing, it's just, you know, something like that.
Deviation,
something like that. What is a different idea or something that they say like that? It may be true, it may be not true. So, how to make
them care? So, what is the solution you have? What solution do you have?
Management will feel like.
See, if the worst thing is if management starts seeing why to maintain him, yaar, isko maintain karne ke liye mahine ka 8000 rupees kharcha hota hai. See, there is another thing. If a genuine manager may see that his nature will more suit the other ashram, that is fine.
That is help actually.
That is help actually. To establish a relationship by which you can tell him, Prabhuji, you will be more happy there. That is fine. But just because you are telling, अरे इसके ऊपर खर्चा कितना हो रहा है और मेरा मेरा जो काम है, मेरा काम मतलब institution's काम, but then the way in which I have planned to run this institution, उसमें उनका utility नहीं. If you start seeing like that, then it is very difficult.
Previous class
he told.
So there was a conflict between temple brahmacharis and outside those who are preaching. Temple people are feeling that those out there, they are in Maya or something. So then he met Radhanath Maharaj. Maharaj said, our problem is we have very empowered devotees, but we lack empowered leaders. And what does empowerment mean? Empowerment means that anyone who is serving, if Prabhupada would have been there, and he would have seen some person serving somewhere, so he would have seen that it's a service rendered to the big family.
That is important. Of course, you have to see that ultimately the trustees will ये इसको बहुत एक्सटेंड भी नहीं कर सकते हैं, स्ट्रेच नहीं कर सकते हैं, बिकॉज द ट्रस्टीज विल आस्क यू, अरे मैं ये प्रोजेक्ट के लिए आई गेव यू द लक्ष्मी, व्हाट इज द प्रोग्रेस. सो दैट इज आल्सो देयर, बट ऑफ कोर्स द पॉइंट इज यू विल हैव टू फाइंड अ मिडिल ग्राउंड हाउ यू कैन इंस्पायर पीपल. नॉट एवरीथिंग कैन बी, इंस्पिरेशन डज नॉट कम थ्रू लेजिस्लेशन. If you have to run everything through legislation, it's a very sorry state of affairs actually.
And that happens in many places in this country also.
Mm. If practically everything that you have to do is through legislation, then I'm sorry, it's very sorry state actually. So this is called confidence. That Krishna will surely protect me and give me help for the successful execution of devotional service. As already explained, one should not be idle but should be very enthusiastic about executing the regulative principles. This is tapat karma pravartana. Neglect of the regulative principles. Here Prabhupada is not talking about the four regulative principles. He is talking about the regulative principles of devotional service.
64 limbs.
Neglect of the regulative principles will destroy the devotional service. In this Krishna consciousness movement, there are four basic regulative principles. But Prabhupada is four basic, but actually that is not tattat karma pravartana. Forbidding illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication. A devotee must be very enthusiastic about following these principles. If he becomes slack in following any of them, his progress will certainly be checked. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore recommends tattat karma pravartana. One must strictly follow the regulative principles of Vaidhi Bhakti. In addition to these four principles, there are positive regulative principles such as daily chanting of 16 rounds on Japamala beads. These regulative activities must be faithfully performed with enthusiasm. This is called tattat karma pravartana or varied engagement in devotional service. Furthermore, in order to be successful in devotional service, one must give up the association of undesirable people. This includes karmis, jnanis, yogis and other non-devotees. And all these fall within the umbrella of Vedic. Karmis, jnanis, yogis. Or they may not even be karmis, jnanis, proper Vedic karmis, jnanis, yogis. They may just be following their own. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by one of his householder devotees about the general principles of Vaishnavism as well as the general routine activities of a Vaishnava, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, Asat Sangatya Gaye Vaishnava Achar. Characteristically, a Vaishnava is one who gives up the association of worldly people or non-devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has therefore recommended Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas. One has to live in the company of pure devotees and execute the regulative principles laid down by the previous Acharyas, the six Goswamis. Namely, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami and Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. If one lives in the association of devotees, there is little chance of associating with non-devotees. Satsangat Mukta Dussango. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is opening many centers just to invite people to live in the company of devotees and practice the regulative principles of spiritual life. Devotional service means transcendental activities. On the transcendental platform, there is no contamination by the three modes of material nature. This is called Vishuddha Sattva, the platform of pure goodness, or goodness free from contamination by the qualities of passion and ignorance. In this Krishna consciousness movement, we require everyone to rise early in the morning. So Prabhupada is now starting to describe Satovritti. What is the conduct of a devotee?
Following the previous acharyas.
Yeah, that's what he's telling. And Krishna consciousness movement is teaching you that Satovritti. Rise early in the morning by 4 o'clock and attend Mangalarti or morning worship, then read Srimad Bhagavatam, perform Kirtana and so on. The Thus, we hold continuous activities in devotional service 24 hours daily. This is called Satovritti, or following in the footsteps of the previous Acharyas, who expertly filled every moment of time with Krishna conscious activities. If one strictly follows the advice given in this verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, namely being enthusiastic, being confident, being patient, giving up the association of unwanted persons, following the regulative principles and remaining in the association of devotees, one is sure to advance in devotional service.
Vritti means two things, behavior
and attitude. Occupation and attitude. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur remarks that the cultivation of knowledge by philosophical speculation, the collection of mundane opulence by the advancement of fruitive activities, and the desire for yoga siddhis, material perfections, are all contrary to the principle of devotional service. One has to become thoroughly callous, you see, indifferent to cultivation of karma jnana yoga, and eagerness to cultivate the limbs of devotional service is called as utsaha. That's what he is quoting from the Anuvritti. One has to become thoroughly callous to such non-permanent activities and turn his intention instead to the regulative principles of devotional service. According to the Bhagavad Gita, Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyato munehe. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. Engagement in the devotional service of the Lord is the life and soul of the living entity. It is the desired goal and supreme perfection of human life. One has to become confident about this. He is still quoting from Anuvritti actually. But this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. It is the supreme desired goal and supreme perfection of human life. Nishchaya. One has to become confident about this, and one also has to be confident that all activities other than devotional service, such as mental speculation, etc., will never yield any enduring benefit. This is dhairya. This is one explanation of dhairya.
Faith in the process.
Faith in the process. Complete confidence in the path of devotional service will enable one to attain his desired goal. But attempting to follow other paths will only succeed in making one restless. Same. Anuvritti chalraya. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, one must be calmly convinced that those who have given up devotional service to engage in severe austerities for other purposes are not purified in their minds, despite their advanced austerities, because they have no information of the... Kya likhte hain, Prabhupada? What is he writing here? You understand? Yenya Ravindaksha Vimukta Manina. It is further stated in the 10th canto, although mental speculators and fruitive actors may perform great austerities and penances, they still fall down because they have no information of the lotus feet of the Lord.
This is not Anuvritti.
This is Anuvritti. Anuvritti means quotes this. Iske baad tatapi te madhava tavaka kochit. That also he will quote. The devotees of the Lord, however, never fall down. Next verse. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.31, the Supreme Personality of Godhead assures Arjuna, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Again in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Neha Vikramana Shosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Svalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bayat. This is the Bhagavad Gita version of Tatapite Madhavatavaka Kuchitvars. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution. And a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear.
This is all giving faith in the nishchaya
or in the
dhairya.
This is faith in the process.
In the process, in
dhairya.
Because somehow when you say again, he is repeating beginning.
Anuvritti, sir. Anuvritti. That's Prabhupada's. He writes his commentary and then he quotes Anuvritti. This immediate acharya. Devotional service is so pure and perfect that once one has begun it, one is forcibly dragged to ultimate success. This is still tatapite madhavatavaka kvachit. Brashyanti margat tvaibaddha sauhrida. Then tvayabhigupto vicharanti nirbhaya vinayakani kapamurdasu prabhu. Garbhastuti prayers. 10th canto. So, devotional service is so pure and perfect that once one has begun it, one is forcibly dragged to ultimate success. But time is separating. Sometimes a person will give up his ordinary material engagements and out of sentiment take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and thus begin the preliminary execution of devotional service. Even if such an immature devotee falls down, there is no loss on his part. Why? Tvayabhigupta. He is protected by Krishna. Krishna takes care of him. अरे मेरे लिए उन्होंने सब पाथ छोड़ा, मैं उसको छोड़ूंगा क्या? On the other hand, what is the gain of one who executes the prescribed duties according to his varna and ashrama, but does not take to devotional service? Although a fallen devotee may take his next birth in a low family, his devotional service will nonetheless resume from where it left off. Devotional service is ahaituki, apratihata. It is not the effect of any mundane cause, nor can it be terminated by any mundane cause or permanently curtailed by any material interruption. Therefore, a devotee should be confident about his engagement and should not be very interested in the activities of karmis, dhyanis and yogis. There are certainly many good qualities. Abhi, isme aage. This is full anavritti only.
Can we discuss on this? Last slide, good qualities.
There are certainly many good qualities among fruitive actors, philosophical speculators and mystic yogis. But all good qualities automatically develop in the character of a devotee. No extraneous endeavor is needed.
No extraneous endeavor is needed. But generally we say, you cannot. We also need to
endeavor. Extraneous endeavor. He does not say no endeavor is needed.
Endeavor to develop good qualities.
No independent endeavor is needed.
For developing that specific good quality.
But utsaha is for performing devotional service. We are not trying to develop the quality of utsaha. You have to understand here. We are not trying to develop the virtue of enthusiasm. We are trying to cultivate enthusiasm towards performance of devotional service. This utsaha is actually maicha ananya yogena bhakti ravya vichare. This is not other qualities. Nishchaya is we are trying to remove the doubts by taking shelter of the process more properly. This is actually maicha ananya yogena bhakti ravya vicharani. Dhairya, patience comes through practice of the process by understanding the scriptures properly. This is also maicha ananya yogena bhakti ravya vicharani. Tattat karma pravartanat is directly maicha ananya yogena bhakti ravya vicharani. And Sangatyaga is very much a part of it. So here we are not trying to independently develop, we are not trying to become enthusiastic for everything. But we have to be enthusiastic for the limbs of devotional service. That has to be cultivated.
We are not just being mundane, patient people, dhairya people.
We are not here to develop patience. We are not trying to cultivate determination. We are not trying to develop enthusiasm. We are trying to cultivate these qualities towards Krishna consciousness. And as Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gave the definition of utsaha, as first he defines complete indifference towards the path of karma, jnana and yoga. Indifference is the exact opposite to enthusiasm actually. Indifference is apathy. Apathy is the exact opposite to utsaha. And then he says, first he defines this. Enthusiasm, utsaha means complete indifference to the practice of karma, jnana and yoga, and extreme eagerness to practice the limbs of bhakti. So here he is not talking about developing the quality, cultivating the independently cultivating the quality of enthusiasm. This cultivating the quality of enthusiasm is actually bhakti rabhya bicharini. Like that. And we are not trying to develop the quality of patience. Here we are trying to come in touch with the reality, which naturally makes us patient of the process. We are not here to develop the quality of patience. That is not our endeavor. Our endeavor is to be patient for the results of bhakti by coming in touch with reality. What is real? Like that.
So if someone is waiting for the bus and the bus is not there, and he's like, yeah, I took the bus, I'm getting late. And someone says, Utsaha nischaya dhairya, be patient. It's a wrong application.
So here, iska application kya hai? Ruko. About turn. Udha timetable laga hai. Dekho. And he looks at the timetable. Aur 7 minute hai bus aane ke liye. This is patience. This is the patience that he is talking about. He has not developed patience as a virtue in that sense. He is not trying to cultivate that. So patience means you should know when to expect what. This is coming in touch with reality. That is our means of developing patience. And that is through books. So actually all these six qualities are actually Maicha Ananya Yogena Bhakti Ravya Bicharani only. As confirmed by Srimad Bhagavatam, all the good qualities of the demigods progressively become manifest in one who has developed pure devotional service. Because a devotee is not interested in any material activity, he does not become materially contaminated. He is immediately situated on the platform of transcendental life. However, one who engages in mundane activity, be he a so-called jnani, yogi, karmi, philanthropist, nationalist or whatever, cannot attain the higher stage of Mahatma. He remains a duratma or crippled-minded person. According to the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Last slide. Since all the devotees of the Lord are under the protection of His Supreme Potency, they should not deviate from the path of devotional service and take to the path of Karmi, Jnani and Yogi. This covers both Nishchaya and Dhairya. This is called Utsahan Nishchaya Dhairyat and Tattat Karma Pravartanat also, because you should follow your path and not someone else's path. Enthusiastically executing the regulative activities of devotional service with patience and confidence. In this way, one can advance in devotional service without hindrance. Okay. So this brings us to the end of Srila Prabhupada's purport for this third verse. So tomorrow we will start the commentary by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj. So you all have the slides with you. So please, when you get time, go over them. Because once we complete Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj's commentary and the Upadeshamrit Bhasha, so we will again do a quick reflections session. before we move on to the fourth verse. Srila Prabhupada ki Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki Upadesha Amrit ki Jai. Okay.